thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
From 1 Thessalonians 4:17, so we will always be with the Lord. Are you trying to get used to sleeping in an empty bed or making dinner for one? Has death left you struck in grief, wondering, where is God? Have you been thinking, if only I could know for sure that my loved one is okay? Listen, we tell you this directly from the Lord. We who are still living when the Lord returns will not meet him ahead of those who have died. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a commanding shout, with the voice of the archangel, and first the Christians who have died will rise from their graves. Then together with them, we who are still alive and remain on the earth will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Then we will be with the Lord forever. That's from 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 15 to 17 from the New Living Translation. You say, how can I be sure this family reunion is for real? Because at the cross, a showdown took place. Jesus called Satan's hand. He walked into the dark tunnel of death, turned it into a lighted underpass to heaven, came out triumphantly and announced, death is destroyed, victory is complete. At Dan Richardson's memorial service, they distributed these words. Cancer is limited. It cannot cripple love or corrode faith, or eat away peace, or destroy confidence, or kill friendship, or shut out memories, or silence courage, or invade the soul, or reduce eternal life, or lessen the power of the resurrection. Be encouraged today. God's planning one huge family reunion. There's some blessed assurance from Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.